Whether to allow Turkey to become a member is one of the most divisive issues facing the European Union, a debate that was stoked recently when the new US President Barack Obama called for Turkish accession. On Tuesday, Turkey's progress towards that goal was on the agenda in Prague, where its foreign minister held talks with EU officials. Ian Willoughby reports.
A few weeks after Barack Obama backed the mainly Muslim state's bid to join the European Union, Turkey's Foreign Minister Ali Babacan held talks in Prague on Tuesday with senior EU officials. Representing the Czech presidency of the bloc, the country's Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg played down the US president's call. Turkey began accession negotiations in 2005, and he said the country was already on the road to becoming a member of the EU.
Turkey is in the process of becoming a EU member, and that was the whole sense of this meeting of the Troika with the Commissary for Enlargement to have some progress in this accession process. That's why we were here. So I do think President Obama's call is very nice, but he called into open doors.
Since Ankara began formal talks with Brussels, Turkey has opened only 10 out of 35 chapters in the accession process. 8 others have been frozen due to the Turks' position on the divided island of Cyprus. Flanked by EU Enlargement Commissioner Olli Rehn and his Swedish counterpart Carl Bildt, Minister Babacan said, however, that Turkey was on the right track.
Looking at how much Turkey has changed during the last 5-6 years, it is not very difficult to extrapolate. It is not very difficult to foresee how much Turkey can change more within the next 5-7 years. And the country which is going to join to the EU is not going to be today's Turkey. Yesterday's Turkey versus today's Turkey are almost like two different countries. Tomorrow's Turkey versus today's Turkey are also going to be like two different countries.
Be that as it may, some EU states are resolutely opposed to Turkey joining. France, for instance, has blocked 5 chapters directly linked to membership. Karel Schwarzenberg said these things can change.
In the 17th century, when the Central European countries all together fought fierce battles with Turkey during the Ottoman offensive into Europe, France was practically an ally of Turkey. Still in the 19th century, as you know, in the Crimean War, France was an ally of Turkey. And now they're opposing it. You see, alliances, attitudes come and go and change, and sometimes we see it even during our lifetime.
Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg ending that report there.